Hello, ladies and gents. This is your host, Gio, for another edition of the LWIM podcast. And I'm so glad that you're able to join me today. Last week, we took a bit of a break, but we are back and we are back with a vengeance. And I want to thank you for continually listening to these podcasts and also sharing it with your friends and family members, because they too also want to know and need to know the truth of the matter that Jesus Christ is forever Lord and he came to die for their sins on the cross, and that he offers redemption and salvation through his vicarious sacrifice. So thank you again for joining me once again. Also, before I continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website, lwim.org, and also check out our blog. We are constantly updating it with the latest news bits, opinion articles, and all of these goodies videos, so that you may be informed about what's going on in your world today. lwim.org/life. Now, on today's edition, I want to talk to you about thankfulness. It's something that seems that thankfulness has dissipated from our society nowadays. It's very seldom now where you open the door for someone as a favor, as a courtesy. You open the door for maybe a woman to get into her car. You perform a favor for someone. And it seems like people are lacking simply being able to say thank you. They never say it. It's like it never comes out of their mouth. It's like they deserved what favor you were doing for them. So you ask yourself and you say, why is it that this person was not able to recognize that I did them a favor, and they at least did not return the favor, so to speak, by saying thank you? Many times ourselves, we tend to do the same thing. We feel like people, like they need to do something for us, and we're not thankful. On a daily basis, our parents feed us, and we don't say thank you. On a daily basis, people do favors for us. They open the doors for us. They say good morning, and we don't even bother to say good morning. Or we don't say thank you. On a daily basis, God gives us life, and we don't take the time to say thank you. This is something I'm guilty of. There are moments where I wake up and I'm thinking about so many other things that I forget to simply tell God and to tell Jesus thank you. And it is something that we must change in our lives. It's something that it's wrong for a Christian not to say thank you, because we have understood, we have come to understand that God is the provider of everything. He gives us all things. He created us. He made us. He has put us as the crown. He has placed us as the crown of his creation. And most humans that I know will not take the time to say thank you to the Lord simply for just giving them another day. How much more must we be thankful to Jesus? Because he died for us on the cross, and to the Father for sending him to die on the cross, and to the Holy Spirit who illuminates us. I mean, think about it. We have so many things to be thankful for. Some of you might ask yourself, Gio, I'm going through such a difficult situation. My parents are difficult to deal with. I have no friends. I'm lonely. I'm depressed. You're alive, aren't you? And God gives you the opportunity to move forward. Don't you have that very opportunity? The very air that you breathe, it's not your own. The very life that you live, it's not your own. God has given it to you. And he's even giving you the opportunity to move forward and to move into a better place, into a place where God has you walking in his will. So even in that, we must be thankful. Sometimes when we're going through the trials and the tribulations, we must say thank you, Lord, because we understand that those trials and tribulations in the end are there so that we can go through them. They're the valley of the shadow of death. But even though we're going through them, God is there with us so that it would make us more mature Christians. It would make us better people, better followers of Jesus. So don't ever look at it with a negative outlook, but rather be thankful for what you have. Let me show you what happens to people when they are not thankful. Check out Romans chapter number 1. It says here from verse 18 and on, the effects of not acknowledging God as the creator. But rather, when people worship what is created instead of the creator, God hands them over to reprobate minds, minds that have not passed the test, minds that are perverse. And also those that condone those lifestyles or those ways of thinking, they too are also handed over to reprobate minds. But take a look very closely at verse 21. Actually, let's start at verse 20. It says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Verse 21. "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." When you're not thankful, when you understand that you're not deserving of salvation, when you're not deserving of your own life, when you haven't earned anything, but yet you are prideful, and you don't take the time to acknowledge God, as the creator, and are not thankful, then you are handed over to a foolish heart. You are given, your mind is darkened, and therefore, you can't be thankful. Therefore, you can't be a person who is sensible to God's work in your life, or what God wants to do in your life, rather. So what happens when we're not thankful? Where you've seen the effects of it in the world. We live in a world where people are unthankful, they're ungrateful, people who are blasphemers, people who hate their parents, who hate their brothers, who hate their sisters, who hate their fellow man, and would do anything to trample upon them. This is the kind of world that we are living in. But we as Christians are called to walk up and above and superior to this, because we walk according to the law of grace. We walk according to grace. So, what must we do then? What shall we do? Well, go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Paul here says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." He tells Timothy also, that it's very important that we live a godly lifestyle and that we be content with that lifestyle. Simplicity is something that I have been learning lately that is a very important key, ladies and gentlemen, to achieve in the Christian lifestyle and then in the Christian walk with Jesus. The more simple we can be, the easier it is to walk the Christian walk and to truly be a Christian without having to fake anything. And this will truly show you how to be thankful. Because if you start to acknowledge in your own life that God has given you everything, that he has provided everything for you, that he has been good to you, and he has offered you salvation freely as a gift, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, then you will start to understand and your heart will open itself up to being thankful to the Lord for everything that he has given you. And if you have not been a thankful person up until now, take that first step. Give the Lord thanks for everything that he has given you. Everything, everything. Because you're not deserving of any of his grace, but yet he gives it to you freely. And if you encounter people who are not thankful, well then, do not let that affect you. Continue to be thankful. Do not allow the negative things, the sinful things of life, to affect whatever God is trying to implement in your life. Why? Because you are walking high and above the world's current. You're walking according to grace. Grace and love, and that's the way Jesus would want us to walk. That's all the time I have left for today. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and if you have, please share it with your friends and with your family members. Remember, once again, visit our website, lwim.org, and our blog, lwim.org/life. Last but not least, if you are in the vicinity, Miami vicinity, visit us every single Friday night, 8 p.m. We hope that you will come and listen to the truth, the absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.